Reggie White died over the weekend. He was regarded as one of the NFL's greatest players, a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, an ordained minister. He was just 43 years old. Reggie White retired from football after the 2000 season as the, at that time, NFL's all-time leader in quarterback sacks with 198. Kurt Benefee is with us to recall his career and some controversial remarks that followed him for years. Kurt is a play-by-play announcer for Fox Sports NFL coverage, speaking to us from his home in New York. Kurt, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
Listen, he played for Philadelphia, Green Bay, and briefly for the Carolina Panthers. What else made number 92 so memorable as a player?
Well, it was just the way, if you watched him play, he was absolutely, especially in his heyday, but even towards the end for a guy his age, an absolutely dominant player. I mean, they were, you know, he was a defensive end, and there were times that offensive linemen literally could not block him. They couldn't stay on their feet to block him. And he had, you know, at the time he retired, the NFL all-time sack record, and he was just that type of player on the field. But at the same time, he was one that was, I mean, extremely violent and aggressive in his play. Yet as soon as the play was over, he was smiling, and you'd see him being friendly with the opposition as well as his teammates.
Mm-hmm. What's the word on how he died? Anything you hear?
Well, according to his wife, it was from respiratory failure as a result of sleep apnea. And apparently he had been having some breathing issues over the last couple of years. And the sad part is, really, something like that's not uncommon to a lot of former football players, you know, who spend their life being, you know, Reggie White was 6'5", 300 pounds during his playing days. A lot of guys who are that big, some either become smaller when they retire because they, you know, had to bulk up to play, or others become larger, and that becomes a side effect of it.
You know, he obviously will be remembered as the great player that he was. He also was remembered for his charity work in the community, very, very active and very well thought of. But in addition to all of that, we've got about a minute left or so, Kurt. He also got into some controversy with remarks that he's made. Do you think that's going to, tarnish his reputation, or will that be forgotten?
I think it will be, because I think, you know, I mean, you look at this country right now, it's a country of forgiving. And I think that most people, while it will, yes, be there that he made the remarks to the Wisconsin State Legislature about homosexuality being a big sin, but he's an ordained minister, and so I think people kind of look at that sometimes and says, well, whether or not you agree with it, it kind of goes hand in hand. And so I think people will forget that. They will remember the charity work that he did in each community that he worked in, the, you know, trying to get gangs off the street, the helping the poor people there get loans by starting a savings and loan company of his own, and things of that ilk that he did really off the field during his playing days and even afterwards.
Reggie White, an NFL great, dead at the age of 43. Kurt Menefee is a play-by-play announcer for Fox Sports NFL coverage. Kurt, thank you very much for dropping by.
All right. Thank you, Tony.